Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Corey Hart. Batting second. The shortstop, J.J. Hardy. Batting third. The third baseman, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The DH, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Hall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Estrada. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Tony Graffanino. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Craig Counsell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Claudio Vargas. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second. The DH, Joe Mauer. Batting third. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Redmond. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Luis Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nick Punto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Baker. And now, play ball. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.J. Hardy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Castillo. The throw from Estrada and he is out, Hardy applying the tag. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer strikes out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder strikes out. One out. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Estrada is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Estrada hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Estrada moves to second. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun juggles the ball. That's an error on Braun. Morneau moves to third. One out. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Redmond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Morneau scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kubel hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart strikes out. Two outs. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graffanino scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rodriguez for the out. One out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto strikes out. Two outs. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall strikes out. One out. Johnny Estrada is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Estrada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Estrada is hit by the pitch. Braun moves to third. Fielder moves to second. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jenkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino is 0-for-1 in the game. Graffanino strikes out. Two outs. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Counsell is 0-for-1 in the game. Counsell hits a line drive into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morneau hits a pop-up towards first. Graffanino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Cuttier moves to third. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Redmond is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Redmond hits a fly ball into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. JJ Hardy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Hart. The throw from Redmond and he is safe. Hart steals second. JJ Hardy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hart moves to third. One out. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fielder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fielder is walked intentionally. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kubel. Hall reaches second base with a double. Hart scores. Fielder goes all the way around to score. Hall moves to third. It's 6-1, Brewers. Ramon Ortiz now pitching. Johnny Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Estrada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Estrada for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Brewers. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Punto is 0-for-1 in the game. Punto hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jenkins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Graffanino is 0-for-2 in the game. Graffanino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell is 0-for-2 in the game. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cuttier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Brewers. Torii Hunter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Mike Redmond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Redmond is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Redmond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hardy is 0 for 3 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a pop-up towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fielder hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Brewers. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Schaus now pitching. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kubel strikes out. One out. Luis Rodriguez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Punto is 0 for 2 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Johnny Estrada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Estrada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Estrada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Estrada moves to third. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graffanino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Redmond fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Craig Council is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Council is 0 for 3 in the game. Council hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Estrada scores. Grafanino moves to third. It's 9-3, Brewers. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto fields it and throws to second for the out. Grafanino scores. Two outs. It's 10-3, Brewers. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hardy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cuttier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Schaus, and towards Council, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kubel. Braun reaches second base with a double. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fielder hits a fly ball into left field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Gwynn pinch hits for Bill Hall. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gwynn strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Estrada hits a ball on the ground into left field. Kubel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kubel. Braun scores. Estrada moves to second. It's 11-3, Brewers. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Gwynn now playing center field. Jeff Cirillo pinch hits for Justin Morneau. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Ford pinch hits for Torrey Hunter. Lou Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Hines pinch hits for Mike Redmond. Chris Hines batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hines hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Council reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.